今天选读的经文记载在新约路加福音六章十七至二十六节。会众请聆听上帝的话。耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上，同站的有许多门徒，又有许多百姓，从犹太全地和耶路撒冷并推罗西顿的海边来，都要听他讲道，又指望医治他们的病，还有被巫鬼缠磨的也得了医治。众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来医好了他们。耶稣举目看着门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为上帝的国是你们的。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。你们的祖宗代先知也是这样，但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿。你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗代假先知也是这样。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。路音六章二十到二十一节，耶稣说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为上帝的国是你们的。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
Thank you, Pastor Ray.
谢谢朱科牧师。
I don't know what your words were, but I'm sure they were nice.
我不知道你讲的什么，可是我相信是好话啊。
And I thank you for the gift of the lay at the early service given to my wife Patty and to me.
谢谢在第一堂的时候送给我还有我的太太这个花环。
To me, this is the lay of love.
这就是充满爱的花环。
Thank you.
谢谢。
It is an honor to be serving as interim pastor for the English ministry here at CLCH.
我很高兴能够在本堂的英文堂担任临时的那个牧师。
Patty and I arrived on August 20th, and we returned to our home in California in 1 month.
我的太太跟我呢是在八月二十号的时候来到檀香山，我们大概是在一个月以后就要回到我们加州的家中。
These past 6 months.Patty and I have been both blessed and stretched.
在过去的六个月里呢，我们觉得我们真的是大大的蒙福，而且我们也扩展了我们的境界。
You have been very warm and welcoming to us.
大家对我们很热情的招待，非常的热心。
Just think about it.
大家想想看。
We don't look like you.
我们跟你们长得不一样。
We don't talk like you.
我们说的话也不一样。
And we don't cook like you.
我们做饭的方法也不一样。
But we both, like you, worship the same God.
但是我们跟大家一样，我们是敬拜同一位上帝。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We both, like you, are sinners saved by grace.
我们都是罪人，但是在主耶稣基督里蒙恩得救。
Through faith in the loving saving of Jesus.
因为是靠着我们的信心在主耶稣里面得到救赎。
We both, like you, need what only Jesus can give.
我们跟大家一样，也就只有耶稣能够给我们的东西。
And that is the forgiveness of our sins and life everlasting.
那就是我们的罪得赦免，还有永生。
We both, like you, love God's Word, the Bible.
我们跟大家一样，我们都爱上帝的话语，就是他的圣经。
And we both, like you, feed our faith with prayer, holy communion, singing, worship, and fellowship.
那我们跟大家一样，我们也是来坚定我们的信仰，是靠这些通过祷告、诗歌、还有敬拜、还有团契。
And so we are sisters and brothers in Christ.
所以我们都是弟兄姐妹。
Forever, Alleluia and Aloha.
我们永远是弟兄姐妹 ，Hallelujah, Aloha.
I like to say Aloha.
我很喜欢说 Aloha.
6.5 months ago, I packed in the suitcase my shofar.
在六个半月以前，我特别在我的行李箱里装上了这个 shofar.
This is a ram's horn that I bought at a market stall in Old Jerusalem.
这是一个公羊角做成的号角、哦、是我在耶路撒冷的旧城区买的。
This is not plastic.
这不是塑料的。
No, it's real.
是真。
It's a real ram's horn.
是公羊角。
And it is blown in ancient Israel for festivals.
在古代的以色列。的时候，我们是用来宣告一个特别的节日。
For battle marches,
在战争的时候来进军的。
And large special gatherings,
或者是在大型聚会的开始的时候，我们会吹。
So I would like to blow the shofar to call forth and announce Jesus' sermon on the plain.
所以我今天就想要吹响这个 shofar 来宣告耶稣的平原宝训。
Three times for the great announcement.
所以我要吹三次来宣告。这是很难吹的。
Our gospel text today comes from Luke chapter 6. It is the Sermon on the Plain, the level field.
今天我们讲经文是来自于《路加福音》第六章，就是所谓的平原宝训。
It is short, only 32 verses.
很短了，大概只有32节。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is much longer.
在马太福音，我们看到了登山宝训是五六七章，长多了
哦。It is 111 verses long.
一共有111节这么长。
Both begin with the Beatitudes, which means blessed.
这两篇的讲道都是从有福了开始，也就是蒙福的意思。
But only in Luke do we have Jesus adding woe to you.
但是就在路加福音，他在福气讲完以后，又讲到了有祸了。
Woe means big trouble ahead.
有祸了的意思就是说在前面有一个大麻烦等着你。
Jesus says, blessed are you because...
耶稣说你们有福了因为...
And woe to you, watch out.
他说你们有祸了要小心。
These are Jesus' first teachings to the crowd of people whom he has healed, cured, and freed from evil spirits.
这是耶稣第一次的像他们这些经历过他的医治他的释放还有他洁净的人第一次的这个教导
So what is his point?
那在这段经文的重点是什么呢
What is of first importance that Jesus wants us to know?
耶稣想要让我们最了解的这个核心的重点在哪里呢
It is this
No matter、就是这个、
I'm sorry No matter what your earthly condition or situation is right now
这个重点就在于，不管你现在的生活是怎么样的状况
，whether rich or poor，
不管你是贫穷还是富有
，Jesus has come to open the doors to the forever kingdom of God。
耶稣来就是为了要打开通向永恒上帝的国度的道路。
For all who believe and trust in him.
为了那些所有信靠他要坚信他的人。
I would like to share with you a hard beatitude experience that I had in my mission trip to Uganda, Africa.
我想要跟大家分享一个我以前去乌干达那个短宣的一个蒙福的经历。
This was 6 years ago.
这是六年前的事情。
Patty and I had to get typhoid, malaria, and other vaccinations as well as a visa.
我的太太和我呢，我们要去乌干达就要接种疫苗，三寒疫苗或者是疟疾的疫苗，还要得到签证。
To visit the Christian church and the school that we helped to establish and support.
要去帮助这个一个基督教会，还有一个基督的学校，是我们帮忙他们建立成的。
And I remember being very upset the first night at the hotel.
我就记得我在那个第一个晚上在那个旅馆的时候，我就非常的不高兴。
Because the light bulb was only 10 watts.
因为那个灯呢只有10瓦这么大。
And so dim.
非常的暗淡。
I was also upset that the water in the shower was just a trickle.And cold.
然后我在洗澡的时候更生气了，那个水就是滴滴答答那么一点儿，而且很冷。
I go, what kind of hotel is this?
我说这是什么样的旅馆呢？
I expected more. I deserved more.
我想要更好的旅馆，而且我觉得我应该要得到更好的招待遇。
Well, the Lord first of all used a very wise person.
然后呢，上帝就借由一个非常有智慧的人来告诉我
，My wife Patty，
就是我的太太 Patty，
to knock me upside the head，
就是把我重重的敲了一拳
，telling me this，
他告诉我
，If you want it to be like home， stay home，
如果你想要跟家里一样，那你就待在家里吧。
We all need a spouse like that， don't we？
我们是不是都需要有这样子的配偶来提醒我们呢
？And then。Secondly, 2 days later, the school social worker took a group of us on a walk into the countryside.
然后两天以后呢，这个学校的义工呢就带领我们去郊区。
And he did this 3 times to the villages where our 450 students live.
他就差不多三次的时候带我们去这个村子，是我们450个学生住的村子。
Now it was the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. It was the Holy Spirit saying, "Look, Randy, look at this house." We have the change of slide, please.
然后呢，我就觉得像圣灵在对我说话。他说
，Now the next one,
Randy, 请看这些房子。
Right there. Okay.
这个房子。
Yeah. Okay. Look at this house. Dirt floor, no windows.
泥土地，没有窗户。
A blanket over the entrance.
没有门，门就是一个毛毯。
About 10 feet by 10 feet.
差不多10×10这么大。
Grass roots, grass roof.
草茅草屋顶。
No electricity.
没有电。
No water.
没有水。
An extended family living there.
一个大家庭都住在一块。
And happy children.
但是呢，他们的孩子却很开心。
Happy children.
很开心的孩子们。
How and why?
怎么可能呢？为什么？
These children walk a mile or more to school to be at school by 7 o'clock in the morning.
这些小孩都在七点以前，他们就走1英里的路或者更多到了学校。
And the principal has to shoo them out the door by 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
那到下午晚上5、6点的时候，校长必须把他们赶回家。
They love school.
他们非常的爱学校。
They love their teachers.
他们爱他们的老师。
They love the simple meals that they receive.
他们爱吃他们的那个简
They love the chapel, the chapel, the singing, the dancing, the songs to Jesus.
他们爱他们的礼拜，他们的唱诗歌，还有他们的跳舞，还有赞美上帝的诗歌。
And his love for them, beset by civil wars, filthy, polluted water from the muddy streams, and poverty.
乌干达长期受到了内战的影响，所以他们的水源很污秽，然后很贫穷。
A Ugandan pastor named J.P. brought to the children and their parents Jesus Christ.
那有一个乌干达的牧师叫 J.P. 他就把上帝的这个恩典带到这个孩子和父母上面。
and the realities of the riches of heaven.
然后让他们看到了上帝的天国的丰富。
He showed them God's daily grace, forgiveness, and power over superstition and evil spirits.
他向他们展示了上帝每日的恩典，还有他的大能，胜过了他们的迷信，还有邪灵的捆绑。
Then he got our American churches to support drilling clean water wells, and the typhoid nearly disappeared.
然后他就跟联络了美国的一些教会的支持，就为他们挖了干净的水井，所以伤寒这个疾病就几乎消失了。
He got mosquito nets to go over the beds, and malaria was slowed down.
然后呢，也为他们带来了蚊帐，然后在蚊帐就可以睡觉的时候被蚊子咬，就他们的疟疾也减少了。
He started the school, and the children had school clothes, shoes, and an education that was God-centered and mind-stimulating.
他们也开始了这所学校，然后给他们校服，给他们鞋子，给他们很好的教育。这个教育是以上帝为中心的，而且启发他们的心智。
These children are still poor in their villages.
那这些小孩在他们村里还是很贫穷的。
But they are richly blessed by living at the same time in the power of God's kingdom.
所以虽然他们很贫穷，但同时他们却活在上帝大能的丰盛当中。
This is why Jesus came to earth.
这就是为什么耶稣要到我们的世间来。
Why he taught, why he died, and why he rose.
为什么他来教导我们，他要为我们而死，他又复活了。
To make the way for the kingdom life, if you want it. Do you want it?
也就是让我们这个我们愿意的人能够走上他天国的道路，你愿意走这条道路吗？
I came away from that Ugandan mission trip humbled and inspired.
我离开那次宣教之旅以后，让我觉得很谦卑，而且我深深地受到了触动。
The Lord showed me that I was poor in my spiritual life.
主耶稣他上帝让我看到了我的属灵生命的贫乏。
Woe to you, Randy, for your mind is not of the kingdom.
他对我说 ，Randy， 你有祸了，因为你的心思不在我的国度。
But of your own security and your own happiness.
而在你自己的安全还有你的舒适上面。
This world is not your home.
这个世界并不是你的家。
I am your home.
我是你的家。
Come to me and find true joy that is forever.As you live in my grace,
来到我这儿，你可以找到真正的喜乐。只要你住在我的恩典当中，你就会永远的喜乐。
As you live in my forgiveness and my light of love,
只要你住在我的饶恕还有我的爱当中，你就会有喜乐。
We now support 2 students at Solid Rock Christian School.
所以我们现在呢，就会一直支持有两个。在这个学校里的两名学生
I don't want to hear Jesus saying to me again, Woe to you, Randy.
因为我不想要耶稣再对我说Randy, 你有祸了。
But I know he will, through his holy word, if and when I get off course again.
但是我知道当我在远离上帝偏离他的道的时候他又会这样对我说话。
That is the power of the word of God.
这就是上帝话语的大能。
Do you know that the Greek word that we have translated in verse 25 as laughing now. Do you know what that Greek word is?
你知道在路加福音六章二十五节讲到的喜笑这两个字是什么意思吗？的希腊文原文。
Verse 25 says, Woe to you who are laughing now, for you shall mourn and weep.
这个二十五节他说到了你们喜笑的人有祸了因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
One of the Greek language meanings is to smirk.
那希腊原文的原意之一就是嘲笑的意思。
Woe to you who are smirking now.
你们嘲笑的人有祸了。
Does that translate into Chinese well?
这个可不可以翻译成中文呢？
Smirking is mocking.
所以嘲笑是一种嘲讽。
Making fun of.
就是在开别人的玩笑。
Looking down your nose at.
看不起别人
devaluing a person or a race or a class of people
贬低某个人某个种族或者是某个阶层的人
and why
为什么呢
because you think they are better
因为你觉得
you think you are better.
你觉得你比他们强，比他们
好。You deserve what you have earned in this life.
你今天所拥有的都是靠你而得的。
And you are the winner, and they are the losers.
你是赢家，他们都是生命的输家。
Smirk.
这就是嘲笑。
Remember, I said, what does woe mean?
刚刚我说了，有祸了是什么意思呢？
Woe means big trouble ahead.
就表示前面有麻烦，等大麻烦等着你。
So Jesus warns us, big trouble ahead for you smirkers.
因为耶稣就这样警告我们说，你们这些大麻烦要临到你们的，你们这些嘲笑的人。
You will never experience the riches of heaven.
因为你们永远无法经历天国的丰盛。
You'll never have the peace of being a forgiven sinner.
你永远无法经历我们蒙恩得救这种的平安。
You'll never have the joy of being loved unconditionally.
你无法体会到被无条件爱的那种感受。
And you will never have more than you have right now.
那你所拥有就是你所能够看到的，你不可能再多得了。
But with me, you can have so much more.
但是如果你有我，你就会有更多的得着。
If only you quit smirking and begin confessing.
只要你不再嘲笑而开始真心的悔改。
So how about you, whose earthly condition is uncertain right now?
你呢？你们的现在的生活状况是不是很不确定呢？
You may have severe health problems and feel weaker every day.
你可能有很严重的这个健康上的问题，然后每一天一天比一天虚弱。
Now is the time to draw even closer to Jesus.
现在就是好更好的机会来更亲近耶稣。
With Jesus, we can have His strength, His love, His spiritual peace.
在耶稣里面，我们能够有他的力量，他的爱，还有他的平安。
And with Jesus in your heart, you are blessed. You are a walking beatitude.
所以，如果有耶稣在你的心里，你就是蒙福的，你就是一个活生生的见证，蒙福的人。
Now, some others of you.
那可
are, go ahead.、
Yeah. 可能有一些人呢，你们当中。
Are you a long way from home and an immigrant here in Honolulu?
你是不是远离家乡，在夏威夷是一个移民呢？
Did you come here through a back door and may not have earthly security or riches or even legal status?
你们是不是从后门走进来的呢？然后呢，没有世上所谓的安全、财富或者是合法的身份？
Most of the world's leaders would say, "Woe to you!"
大部分世界上的领导者都会跟你讲说你们有祸了。
But listen.
但是请听。
Jesus says, "Blessed are you even in your poor, hungry, weeping life."
耶稣说你们有福了，甚至在你们身陷贫穷、饥饿或者是忧伤当中。
Because you can have a future and your future can be with me.In the forever kingdom of God.
因为你们是可以有未来的，你们的未来就在我永恒的生命中与我同在。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
Is Jesus the suffering Savior in your life?
你相信耶稣是你生命中的那种受苦的救主吗？
You may be relocated. You may continue to struggle financially.
你可能是被迫迁居了，你可能在经济上有。
But you can be secure in Jesus, your Lord and Savior.
但是在耶稣基督我们的救主当中，我们可以是稳固的。
He will both comfort and guide you to a better place.
他会安慰你，他会引领你到一个更好的地方。
In this life and the next.
不论是在今生或者是在来永生。
With Christ, you can have new beginnings. You can have a hope, and you can confess and receive forgiveness.
在耶稣基督里，你可以有个新的开始，你可以有新的盼望，而且你可以认罪，被原谅。
And you will have Christ's power within you to overcome all the smirkers.
然后你的心里就有基督的大能，可以胜过那些嘲笑你的人。
And turn your heart to Jesus.
然后把你的心转向耶稣。
And His kingdom of grace, peace, and forever life.
然后你就可以进入他的恩典、他的平安，还有他的永生当中。
Our Bible passage in verse 17 begins with Luke, the author, saying multitudes came from all over.
我们在路加福音第六章十七节，我们开始的时候看到了很多很多的人从不同的地方来。
From the south, Judea and Jerusalem.
从南方来，从犹太还有耶路撒冷。
And from the northern coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
还有从地中海的沿海附近北方的地方下来。
Tyre and Sidon.
推罗和西顿这些人。
This is not Jewish territory, but Phoenician blood, historically enemies of Israel.
那在北方这些人不是犹太人，他们是腓尼基人，在历史上他们一向是犹太人。以色列人的敌人。
You see, Jesus was already drawing all people to him.
你说耶稣已经吸引了所有各地各方的人来到他面前。
Different ethnic and religious backgrounds.
不同的种族，不同的宗教信仰。
Overcoming earthly social barriers to listen to the powerful words of Jesus.
跨越世俗的阶级的隔阂，然后呢，来听他。的话语
and his renewing healings.
然后经历亲身经历他的那种更新生命的医治。
Jesus, the miracle worker.
耶稣是一个行神迹的人。
We all have some part of our body we want Jesus to touch and heal. I do.
我们的身体当中都有需要耶稣来医治的地方。
But Jesus did not come to earth primarily to be a miracle worker, did he?
但是耶稣来并不单单只是要来行神迹。
In fact, all the people Jesus healed, even Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead.
事实上，所有被耶稣医治的人，包括他的朋友拉撒路，从死里复活。
What eventually happened to them?
最后他们发生了什么呢？
All of them, they died.
所有的被他医治的人都死了，最后。
They died an earthly death.
他们在世上死了。
Dead as a doornail, we say.
就是很坚定的，就是死透了。
That's an English expression.
这是一个英文的一个
Dead as a doornail.
就是死的跟那个钉在墙上门上的钉子一样坚固。
I don't know what it means, except that it's dead.
就是死透了。
But you see, it was for a good reason Jesus did not give earthly healings to everyone.
这为什么耶稣并没有医治所有的每一个人呢？是有一个好的，有他的原因的。
He wants to show that the best blessing you and I can have is to see with eyes of faith that Jesus saves us from thinking this world is all there is.
因为他唯一的他的目的，他没有医治所有人，就是要让我们用我们心灵的眼睛看到这个世界并不是我们的唯一的归宿。
Jesus offers us a spiritual relationship that is so rich and exists forever.
因为他要我们跟他有一个关系，是一个非常丰盛的关系，而且是永久的关系。
So Jesus did not come primarily as a miracle worker.
所以耶稣到世上来主要的目的不是要行神迹。
He came to earth for so much more.
他来是为了更多的事情。
And this is why his Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain.
这就是为什么他的登山宝训还有他的平原宝训。
Begins with the Beatitudes.
他开始的时候他讲的时候都是用有福了你们有福了来开始。
Jesus is the Savior of the whole world.
耶稣是整个世界的救主。
He who was the greatest became the least.
他原来是至高无上的，后来成为了甘愿降卑为人。
The least among us and servant of all.
成为最卑微的，然后服侍众人。
He who knew no sin became sin.
他本来是无罪的，成为有罪的，成为罪。
Taking all of our sin upon himself.On the cross,
来承担我们所有的罪在十字架上
taking our punishment,
然后替我们受该受的刑罚
in our place for our sake,
当代替我们就是为了我们
so that we might once again be right and at peace with God.
这样子我们才能够再一次的跟上帝有一个和好的关系
and we are cleansed.
我们被洁净了。
We are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life.
我们是成为上帝重生的儿女，也是他天国的继承人。
This is why he heals the many people.
这就是为什么他会医治了这么多人。
To show that Jesus has power over sin, death, and the devil.
看到了耶稣他有能够胜过罪恶、死亡还有魔鬼。
And that he has opened the door for all to come in.
他打开门让所有的人可以进来。
Not as a miracle worker.
不是通过他行神迹。
But to see him as Lord and Savior of your life.
而是让大家愿意接受他成为他生命救主的人能够进入。
So is Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life?
耶稣是你生命的主，是你的救主吗？
You have made the public confession, the faithful confession at your baptism.
在你受洗的时候，你也是公开的承认他是你的救主。
And also at your confirmation.
或者是在你领受坚信礼的时候，你也承认过他是你的救主。
And with your daily prayers and in your heart.
然后你每天祷告，还有在你的心中，你也承认。
Every day we can come to the Lord.
我们每一天我们都可以到主的面前来。
Please pray with me.
大家可以跟我一起祷告。
Lord, I want what only you can give.
主啊，我渴望只有你所能赐下的一切。
I want to have your blessings.
我渴望你的祝福。
I don't want to have your woes.
我不想落在有祸之中。
I want the spiritual life you offer.
我要你所赐的属灵生命。
To live with you in your kingdom.
我要一同与你生活在你的国度里。
In this life and beyond this life forever and ever.
在今生并在永恒里直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, once again, in celebration and in thanks,
所以呢，再一次的为了要来感谢来赞美。
For the good word of God,
他上帝对我们做的好美好的工作
，and for Jesus' love for us,
还有为了耶稣对我们的爱
，every one of us,
为了我们对我们每一个人的爱
，we blow the shofar,
我们再来吹一次这个 shofar,
and announce the Savior has come,
然后宣告耶稣救主来了。
Amen.
Amen.